Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're now in the second hour of this worldwide transmission against tyranny. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The world government in scores of textbooks and public policy papers says the family is the enemy of one world government and the elite. The elite is obsessed with their ancestors. They are obsessed with family bloodlines. They are obsessed with handing down knowledge. And they even ritualize it. And then they're training you through the popular media to totally turn your back on it. They're systematically belittling and attacking all of our cultures. They're trying to meld us all into one disgusting Hollywood culture. And really, that's the key. That is the key to defeating them, is causing a reawakening, a new love of our cultures. And again, I don't care what color you are, but you should realize that multiculturalism is a target to destroy that culture, destroy all of our cultures, and to attack anyone who wants to be self-sufficient and independent and who wants to be part of their heritage, because our heritage is freedom, and they can't stand it. Systematic enslavement is taking place. We are here to defend liberty and freedom and to tell the truth. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Let's run through a gamut of calls till the next six or seven callers that are on the board have been exhausted, and then we'll go back into news and take more of your calls. Robert in Colorado, go ahead.
Good morning, Alexander. Thanks for taking my call. Once again, I get the dubious distinction of following one of your obscene yet spot-on soliloquies. You're giving me a inferiority complex. Two quick points. That first one, I wasn't going to talk about it, but you touched on it, so I want to mention it. Avian flu. I was listening to George Murray a couple weeks ago one night, and he had a PhD doctor scientist who has done a lot of research and said basically what you have is a situation where 60 people worldwide have died out of 4 billion. That's infinitesimal. That's not even a tenth of 1%. So
well,
you're basically worrying
half,
about
nothing. 6.5 billion.
Yeah, it's even exactly. So you're better off worrying about being hit by a drunk driver than catching something from a bird. Diseases don't jump from animals to humans normally.
Well, you can say what you want about George Norrie, but he's spot on about peak oil, saying it's a fraud.
Yeah,
he's
exactly.
Been spot on saying the avian flu thing is a bunch of hype propaganda.
That's what he said.
Exactly. And you know what? I can't say that about a lot of other so-called patriot broadcasters. They have just been all over this thing trying to profiteer off of it.
Exactly. Not only that, the so-called drug for it, if there was such a thing, hasn't even been made yet. So that's another angle. The other thing.
Well, again, one of the big stockholders in that is Donald Rumsfeld. Sorry, go ahead.
No problem. The other thing is you talked about Julius Caesar a couple, 3 weeks ago, and you mentioned that he took over Rome, invaded it, also invaded the neighboring countries, Gaul, and so forth. And I always grew up thinking that Caesar was one of the good guys, and the reason he was killed was because he wouldn't go along with the bankers, the power brokers in Rome. But listening to you, maybe that's not quite true. Was he a good guy? Was he a bad guy? And if he, in fact, was bad, why was he then killed? What, put that in the historical context for me, would you please?
Well, I mean, understand, there are people who just do nothing but study Rome, and they don't know 10% of what happened there. I mean, it's a huge, you know, several hundred years from the dawn of Rome with Romulus and Remus and the she-wolf right up until, you know, the twin emperors and Rome divided into two and Alaric the Great sacking Rome in, what was it, 410. So, or Odoacer. I mean, how do you even try to cover it all? I wouldn't know, but certainly there was a pack of crooks and people and controllers and schemers, and there were also people like Cato in there. You know, they ran the gamut, but and of course, YouTube Brutus, you know, stabbing him to death there. All of them taking turns stabbing Caesar. Thanks for the call, Robert. Let me just briefly give you my opinion on this, because really, with something like this, it really is my opinion. I mean, I know more about Rome than most people, but that isn't saying much. It is voluminous. It is encyclopedic. It's impossible to know everything about Rome and its history, but I know a little bit. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com, and for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Our last caller from Colorado asked the question, was Julius Caesar a good guy or a bad guy? Well, clearly, his takeover of Rome, his setting himself up as a dictator, marks the beginning of the long slide or decline of Rome. The corrupt elites outsourcing the production out of Rome, bringing in more slaves, freeing those slaves, having a large immigrant population, taxing and regulating and more obsessions with sports and gladiatorial diversions and events. I mean, there have literally been hundreds of historians and sociologists and psychologists comparing modern America and the Western world to Rome. And, I mean, it is a mirror image in so many respects. But the reason I was talking about Julius Caesar is when you hear the term, he crossed the Rubicon, you know, that means, man, it's the point of no return. Or, man, you know, when a crook walks in to rob a grocery store and he pulls the gun out, the police detectives will call that crossing the Rubicon, or the point of no return. It was illegal to bring your legions into Rome. You would have several top individuals who had kind of executive power. There'd be two of them, instead of having one president in the Senate. And both of them couldn't be in Rome at the same time. And so Caesar was outside Rome, and then they staged a riot, and stage an attack on one of the other, what was the term, regions. I hate it when my memory fails me. That's not the term. What was it, regent, or it'll pop my head in a second. And so then he said, that's it, I'm going to bring my troops in. And he crossed the river in the north, known as the Rubicon, out of Austria into Italy itself, and he came into Rome, and he took over. And it's interesting to note that Julius Caesar's family had made their money controlling the firefighter guilds. And the firefighter union didn't just put out fires. If you didn't pay them protection, they'd come by with a big bucket of oil at night and throw it on your house and burn your house down. By the way, the Italian mafia, La Cosa Nostra, says that they model everything they do off the old Roman system. So when they come to your grocery store and say, or they come to your shop, your textiles factory, and they say, or to your clothier, and they say, pay us 10% of your gross and hire my second cousin and you know, pay him X amount of money, or we're going to burn down your business. Well, that was started 100 years before Julius Caesar ever showed up on the scene. In very early first days of Rome, fire departments would burn your place down if you didn't pay them. Problem, reaction, solution. So, I mean, this, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Governments carrying out terrorism. Now, obviously, fire departments today don't do that. They are pure public servants. One of the few areas in government where we actually see public servants at work. I love firefighters. I have nothing but respect for them. They are what the police used to be. Respected, admirable, but to be held in high esteem as true servants. Not officials or authorities, like the police calling us civilians. And again, they're still good police, but the system itself is now corrupt, so it must be exposed. But there, now I've babbled on about Julius Caesar. And Congressman Ron Paul and former high-level CIA analyst Ray McGovern said the same things on this broadcast. The globalists are gearing up for martial law. Will they implement? We don't know. They are slowly setting it up, putting it into place, and now it's starting to accelerate in the preparations and the pace of it being erected. And clearly, if there's another terror attack, Ron Paul has said this, Ray McGovern said this, every guest we have on now who's got expertise in this is saying that clearly, if there's more terror attacks, the government's got to be suspect in it. I mean, we had George Galloway, big influential member of the British Parliament on. Whether it's a Republican Ron Paul or a Republican like Ray McGovern, chief analyst for Ronald Reagan and Bush Sr., or whether it is a liberal like George Galloway or a high-level member of Parliament, Michael Meacher, they say the same thing that we say. Not because we all get together or read each other's columns or have pre-interviews. We don't. I call up, go, I want George Galloway on. Okay. He comes on, totally agrees with me word for word. Have Ron Paul on, totally agrees. Can have Colonel Craig Roberts on, totally agrees. Can have Paul Craig Roberts on, totally agrees. Can have Mr. Reynolds on, totally agrees. Because the facts are the facts. Are the facts. It's like if I'm walking down the beach and I see a dead sperm whale and I walk up and five other people walk up and they go, that's a dead sperm whale. It's not all that we got in the back room and decided to say it was a sperm whale dead on the beach. We know what a sperm whale looks like. We know a dead sperm whale when we see one. I mean, folks, it's not... it's like holding up five fingers and going, how many fingers am I holding up? Five. It's like saying, what's 2 + 2 equal? Okay, it equals 4. I'll never get to your calls if I don't shut up. But it's just, I like to run on at the mouth, and obviously you guys don't mind it too much. Most highly listened to Patriot radio show in the country, but I still need to shut up. Alex and Mass, you're on the air. Go ahead.
You know what up, Alex? I don't have anything too much important. I just have a few questions. Are there any, like, simple plans or anything written out, like some good documents, like some top 10, like, ways to convince people, like, to get unbrainwashed about the government and all, like, you know, the brainwashing that's been happening. And also, would you consider ever going on one of the other, like, top entertainment radio morning shows, which would be Howard Stern? You'd get some real exposure. You'd be in New York.
No, I've been contacted by Howard Stern's producer, who told me I was going to be on, and then never had me on.
Oh, I'd say keep on with that. That would be great.
Well, I don't have time to pursue it. In fact, lately I've cut back on the number of interviews I can do, because I got to talk the talk, I got to walk the walk, and spend more time with my family.
Mm-hmm.
But that comes first, even if I don't get as much work done. But if Howard Stern wants to have me on, I'd do it.
Right. Also, like, you don't know anyone who has any publications that like real simple instructions, like just on how to get people like to realize that things aren't going the way they want them to be if they want like the Earth to not be a prison planet.
I hear you. Thanks for the call. LibertyStickers.com, a sponsor, has a really good sticker. I might expropriate it and make a T-shirt out of it if they'll let me. Evil men are in control. Haven't you noticed? You know, it's. I think I've even said that before. The point is that it's very, very, very simple. It's very simple. Look, a lot of people say you got to give people baby steps. You got to slowly feed them. You got to slowly wake them up. And that is how most people woke up. But what happened is most people heard Alex Jones or Tex Mars or somebody else on the radio 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, and they laughed at us. But they've got memories. They're not stupid. They're just in denial. And then slowly over time, they've seen it all come true. I mean, listen, did you know that we still run Access TV shows that we did 9 years ago? People always email me and say, why do you keep nine-year-old shows running? Because I'll sit there and watch a nine-year-old show, and you talk about having a little bit of pride. I'm actually kind of sad, though, that we haven't stopped it. Everything I say has happened. It's unbelievable. Because the globalists are actually carrying this plan out. I mean, I remember reading their plans a decade ago. I couldn't believe it myself, but it's all happened. So really, the power, one of the biggest things we've got in our arsenal, kind of our, 105-mile-an-hour, dipping speedball in our repertoire of tricks, is that we have the power of prediction. We're telling the truth. We know what's happening. So whereas the Republicans and Democrats contradict themselves every 5 minutes and are constantly lying and constantly, quote, getting it wrong on purpose, on the basics, we're dead on. We're with the founding fathers. We're with common sense. We're with history. We have their own manuals, their own documents. We know what their plan is. One world government, total enslavement of you and your family, forced drugging, poisons introduced into your food supply so that you die at a young age, right around the time you retire. It's designed to reduce... because we would be living to be 120 right now because of increased nutrition, so they've got to introduce poisons to make sure we keep dying at 75. People are going to laugh at us at first, but they're not going to laugh later. And frankly, in the past, they'd laugh at me. They don't laugh anymore because everybody deep down knows something's wrong. Now, I know a lot of people call in, they go, everybody I talk to is waking up. But if you listen to them, they sound forceful, they sound focused, they sound educated, informed. Other people call in, they go, nobody listens to me. And I go, well, who are you talking to? My family. Well, number one, your family thinks you're putting them down. Your family thinks you're trying to impress them. Look, we got one that knows how to read. You know, it's kind of like that. Listen to Billy. He's talking about stuff being corrupt. He's trying to act all smarty pants. Do not waste your time with your family. I mean, really, they see it as you're trying to show off to them. Just don't waste your time. I mean, really. Look, if people don't act like they appreciate what they're hearing, I just don't bother. Hey, good. Die in your ignorance. Like Christ said, let the dead bury the dead. Just... render unto Caesar what's Caesar. You want to worship Caesar? Just go ahead and be part of it. I'm not going to be part of it.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Sooner or later, we all have to face it. We live in dangerous times, and the more prepared we are, the better our chances are to survive them. The threat of a terrorist nuclear attack, a dirty bomb, or a nuclear power plant accident, or a nuclear waste spill is something we all face every day. That's why no family should be without the Nuke Alert. Small enough to fit on your keychain, the Nuke Alert monitors for dangerous radiation levels 24/7, and its long-life battery lasts for 10 years. It's made in the USA and is individually accuracy-tested. Your Nuke Alert will let you know if you're entering a contaminated area or if you're being exposed to hazardous levels of radiation. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Nuke Alert today. Only $16 per year will protect your family for 10 years. And for a limited time, you'll also receive a CD-ROM with thousands of pages of preparedness information. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Nuke Alert today. Nuke Alert. Isn't your family worth it?
Your calls a little bit quicker here because we do need to get into news on the bird flu and so much more. Right now, let's go ahead and go to John in Boston, then Kevin, Brad, Eric, Joe, Rodney, so many others. Go ahead, Joe, or John.
How you doing, Alex?
Pretty good.
Good. I called in, I believe it was last week. I told you about Governor Romney here in Massachusetts.
Horrible creature, yes.
Yeah, well, he announced it was on the news last week that he has proposed a plan to turn all the dorms at all the universities and colleges in Boston into pretty much like holding cells for, in case a bird flu epidemic breaks out here in Boston. So
yeah, well, that's what America's all about now, is talking about camps and mass arrest and 48 governors said we don't want martial law, we don't want a federal dictatorship. That's what's been announced. But good old Romney, he's one of them that loves it.
He certainly is, and I just, you know, keep an eye on him. I mean, we all are, but, you know.
But you know they're all just puppets. You know, we get focused so much on Bush or so much on Romney. I mean, they're just little nobodies.
They really are. And I just wanted to say that was a great rant you had earlier in the program. And, you know, I have a son, and my favorite thing to do is take my son over to my grandparents' house and just listen to them talk. Because, you know, people don't realize how important their family really is. You take a Sunday out instead of watching football. No one's around. Go out and play with your kids. The best thing in the world.
Listen, it disgusts me. I'll walk the dog at like 8 o'clock at night, and all the houses are glowing with their TVs on. You can even look through the windows and see the kids playing video games right next to the TV. We're not communicating. We're dying. And this is only going to get worse and worse as we get hooked into technology and it becomes our god. I mean, I'm not saying you shouldn't watch a little TV or shouldn't be on the computer or shouldn't, but, I mean, just don't make it your priority. Thanks for the call. We've got to get our priorities straight. And again, people don't have self-worth because of how they're doing in business or how they do with their family. It's all how the baseball team did. I mean, boy, look at the Astros. They're going to beat the Cardinals. Oh, man. Frabjous day, Kalu Kalay. Let's go ahead and talk to Kevin in Texas, then Brad, Eric, and others. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Alex. How you doing today?
Fine.
You're in rare form. I initially called up to talk about the land confiscation issue, but you just brought me off into so many other topics, and my mind is just spinning. But, you know, I was thinking about my grandparents and my distant cousins, my older cousins and great uncles and stuff. And, you know, through all my problems with Alcoa, City of San Antonio, water districts, I'd always tell them, you know, you really timed this well. You waited. You know, you waited till those people were gone to make this move because you never would have got away with it. And, you know, I can think of all my relatives being volunteer firemen. I can think of one of my cousins a few years ago, and they named a substation county building in one of the little towns after this crook. He drove up there with his pickup truck, got a bucket of paint out and a roller and a pole and duct taped a couple poles together and got out there and painted the guy's name off the sign right in front of the sheriff. I can remember my uncle breaking the nose of a sheriff's deputy from another county nearby that came onto his property and called him a crook and poked him on the chest with his finger, and he one-punch dropped him. And this was just a couple of years ago, and the sheriff from another county came and apologized and drug the deputy out of there. And, you know, grandparents were so important, Alex. You know, my mother was raised by her grandmother, basically. And, you know, while the father or the parents were out hunting wildebeest or, you know, castrating bull calves or dehorning, you know, you were left to be raised by your grandparents, basically, and get their value system from another generation, you know, older. And I can remember my relatives going to church on Sunday, and there was usually a all-you-can-eat catfish place real nearby, and all the neighbors would go and or go to someone's house, and it was just a time in the morning and afternoon to visit with your friends. But then by the late afternoon, it was time to get back to work. There was chores to do, and I can remember being teased constantly when I was a little kid because I didn't have calluses on my hand, and they really didn't care what sports I was playing. They asked me when I was going to get a job and, you know, things along those lines. So just everything you're saying is really, really hitting home today.
Well, I was just pointing out that we've got our priorities all screwed up. I mean, there's a reason our kids are on drugs. There's a reason our society's falling apart. I mean, I see the young people, even middle-class kids, and they're turning them into animals. And that's their design, Kevin. I mean, we have their own manuals on this. And I don't know why we would let this alien government do this to us, but thanks for the call. And that's why I went into that 45-minute diatribe on it, because the New World Order cannot stand if we have strong families. And that's why they're trying to say the schools have more authority over your children than you do. That's why they're trying to make kids go to school at 3 and, you know, stay in school till 6 at night. They want control of them. And then when you get home, the TV's got control of them. It's a crisis. It's an enemy psychological warfare attack. And knowing is half the battle.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
You can live for weeks without food and days without water, but without oxygen, you would be dead in minutes. Oxygen is truly the breath of life. Where oxygen is abundant, disease cannot live. But where oxygen is deficient, disease will thrive. Are you getting enough oxygen? If you spend much time indoors or live in an urban area, you're probably oxygen deficient and don't even know it. This makes you vulnerable to all types of chronic disease, as well as undue emotional stress. Clearly, increasing your body's oxygen level without negative side effects is critical to attaining good health and a sense of well-being. This is especially true for smokers, those with respiratory disorders, athletes, and all health-minded individuals. The Unmedical Miracle Oxygen is a book that will show you safe, easy ways to increase your body's oxygen level. Get it now for just $14.95 with free shipping by clicking the blue and white oxygen banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
From 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. We're here live, folks. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm about to take a few more calls, and then we're going to get back into the news. And believe me, there's a lot of it. I mean, this is how desensitized even I've gotten. I had two articles yesterday where cameras in the U.S. are going to have computer screens on them that make human faces that shout orders at you. And I first saw this, what, about 4 years ago in the BBC. They put in telescreens that shout orders at you and that, you know, have a mean face on them. They're on the plasma screen. Well, that's the new thing here in the U.S. So we're walking along and the AI computer sees you drop a piece of paper or one blows past you and it thinks you did it. And the camera will then announce, you have been biometrically scanned, you will be ticketed if you do not pick that up. Do it right now! I mean, they are actually using 1984 as a template. I mean, I can't believe how fast they're moving. So now they're going to be shouting at us. The good news is a lot of the cop unions are trying to stop all this because they know they're going to lose their jobs. A lot of them are. Because of the red light cameras and the surveillance cameras and the RFID tracker chips and the inspection stickers, it's all going to be automated. as early as next year, we were going to have it in Texas until we beat the bill. And I know I mention that every other day. It's just, I can't get over how close we are to this happening. They meant to have it all in place by 06. They're a couple years behind. Now it's 08, they're saying, is their target date. And I just beg the police, the government, anybody, I know most of you are on our side. I can't tell you how many people in the government, how many CIA, how many FBI, how many high-level Border Patrol, how many people in the State Department are on our sides. It would blow your mind if you knew. Just the people I'm in contact with. You know, the calls I get from colonels and generals, and it's kind of a James Bond type life, but really I'm just some good old boy down in Texas who they know will get the word out. So it's kind of like Beverly Hillbillies meets James Bond. The point is we're not putting up with it. They think they're taking America down. We're not going quietly into the night. We're not giving up. This is the resistance. Now, I'm going to go through your calls very quickly now. Brad in Texas, go ahead.
Hi there, Alex. Good day. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Great. Thanks. I have four things for you. Two articles regarding surveillance technology. I got a question and a commentary. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I can read these articles or summarize them. Your choice.
Summarize them.
Okay, great. First one, an article is posted on 2nd, has to do with the electrical engineer who was doing some maintenance on his laptop and moved the keyboard, and he found a device connecting his keyboard and his laptop to his Ethernet.
No, we posted that 2 weeks ago, and we confirmed that all the new keyboards have a device that then dials in to the police and tells them every keystroke you've made.
Okay. I didn't know if you'd add...
Then they sent a letter to the feds and Homeland Security said, yeah, we're doing that, but it's none of your business.
Okay, great. I don't necessarily agree to all the conclusions they've reached to, but it's certainly feasible. And I haven't seen this article carried really anywhere, so I don't know how credible.
Well, it's like all the new cell phones. I mean,
new
cell phones really do track everywhere you go and what you do.
Yes. All right, second article. This was today from the EFF, the Electronic Frontier Foundation. Very credible. Anyway, they just released a report about midnight or so.
That everything you do on your Xerox printer has it on there, and we knew that 5 years ago from industry publications.
Excellent. Thank you. That's right.
I'm not trying to show off that I know this. I have found as a tactic that most listeners out there will never check out what you've said. They'll just say it's not true. But if I finish your sentences for you, though it's obnoxious, then it shocks them. See, people aren't about checking out facts. They want to be amazed and then, ooh, it must be true. Listen to me, people. That was the first article in my stack that I was going to get to. Is everything you do will be tracked. They're going to have RFID that's in all ink by law, so everything you do will be tracked as well.
Okay, well, the highlights of this article in particular is, you knew it, I don't know if your listeners have heard this yet, but there are, at least they studied one particular printer from Xerox, and they assume that many other printers from various other manufacturers have the same thing, but they have, and the color printers, special dot codes, which give the serial number and date of the printout that's hidden, and it can be found. They give you a process by which you could identify it with blue light, magnifying glasses, or microscopes. They give you instructions. They even give you a program to decode it. You know, they have a link to it. So it's really interesting. And so they are wise, though, in commenting on how it just shows how there are backroom deals between corporations and governments. So that's really nice to hear.
No, it's being built into the very backbone of the architecture.
Yes. An extension for that was they gave an analogy, an example of like people who are printing out materials like pamphlets, be like, hey, go to Infowars.com, and how your printer might rat out who printed it out in the first place. And, you know, it's a lot of people, even underground religious movements in other countries, are kind of relying on the anonymity of documents, printed material, and they're not getting that now.
No, China, the Pentagon, and Walmart requested Xerox do that 5 years ago.
Okay, great.
So somebody needs to call the foundation up and teach them how to use Google so they can find the articles where 5 years ago, going from memory, a bunch of governments got together for exactly the reason they're talking about.
Well, they may have gone to Google, but they published their research, so they actually looked into it, did a study.
No, I'm commending them. I'm just telling people this is real, and we've been reporting on it for 5 years.
Great, great. Okay, comments. I heard a couple months ago you had commented on some video encodings that I made of your documentaries and put on the file sharing networks. I believe you didn't like the resolution I put them in. And
there are a million people saying they're me. Believe me.
I heard on your radio program, but anyway. But
okay, then I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know. I don't remember saying I don't
right,
like.
That's fine. That's fine. But
you know what? I have a pretty good memory. Specifically, what did I say?
It was so long ago. I just remember you were commenting on people sharing your stuff on the file sharing networks. You're happy, and you looked at some samples. You're like, oh, I hate that. Who put this at like half resolution? I believe it was probably one of mine because I have a whole setup like that. You just thought it was too small of a screen. But that's really secondary. I want to get into that. But I do plan on making DVDs of your older VHS documentaries, and it's kind of hard because you know, on your video, you really jump around topics so much, it's hard to cut it into chapters by subject. But anyway, for quality's sake, would it be possible for me to get copies of your source media? Because commercial VHS requires quite a bit of filtering and processing to touch up the pictures.
I bet it does. I appreciate your call. Look, I mean, I don't even have the time or, frankly, the money to get around to putting my first six documentaries on DVD. Now, obviously, I could go out and have them burned to DVD right now, but I want to update them, and so I'm in the process of trying to do that right now. And, you know, I have people email me and say, can you just give me DVDs to sell, and I can't do that. And, yeah, if I tried to mail out source digital, you know, $35, $40 tapes, each one, I just can't do that. I can't. Listen, I haven't even plugged my videos yet today. You listen to most Patriot Radio, it's a three-hour infomercial with every magic cream available. You know, we don't do that here. That's why the feds criticize us. Say, oh, how dare Alex plug his videos when, you know, everything they do is plug, plug, plug. But we need your support, I mean, you know, to do the basic stuff. I mean, I literally care so little about money that I don't even plug my videos, and then I end up not having enough money to hire the people I need to just continue to operate. I mean, I get stuff like an email. Oh, it's a soul side issue. You know, I can't do much more, is the point. I can say, hey, make copies of my videos. I can say, make copies of my videos for nonprofit educational purposes. And then I get the email going, just give me your videos. And I just can't do it. I mean, I could give people videos for a couple months, and then I'd literally be homeless. And then I guess I could try to make documentaries with piles of dirt on the side of the highway. I could just sit there with piles of dirt and just kind of throw piles of dirt together. And then, here's my new video. It's free. I could even find maybe 10 cans on the side of the street and fill them with dirt and claim they were videos and just hand them to people as they drive by. But I can't give any more. I can't do any more. In fact, I've decided... I've said this before. I'm going to be cutting back in the amount of stuff I do because I think quality is better than quantity, and beating my brains out is just pointless. I'm going to spend more time with my family. I don't want to sit here and talk about myself all day, but I just really can't send you digital masters. And I appreciate you trying to encode the older videos and put them on DVD to give to people. That's all fine and dandy. You know, all I do is plug this when I talk about it, but I've told people you can make copies of my films for nonprofit, educational, not-for-sale purposes. So what do people do? I mean, there's literally 1,000 sites selling my videos. Get all 12 of them for $10, and then I don't sell any videos, which is kind of like killing the goose to get the eggs. I've kind of been too successful at telling people to make copies of the videos and, you know, get them out to people. Really, when you get the videos from us, you get the originals, so you do get the very best quality. And when you get the books and the other videos and DVDs we carry by other great authors, you support us as well as supporting them. And you know that the support you're sending gets a high-quality video into your hands that has been proven to wake people up. And at the very, very same time, that's a new development, you know that you're supporting people that support freedom, and you get a tool. So I'm not going to sit here and belabor it. I want to thank the people that have gotten our films. I want to thank the people that have gotten them and made copies of them. I want to thank the individuals out there that have put them on Access Television. And I want to encourage you, if you do have my videos and you haven't made copies of them and you haven't given them to your pastor or your rabbi or your neighbor or your school teacher or your professor, please do. It's having a massive effect. And if you do want to support us, you can call toll-free and ask about the different specials. There's a bunch of different choices you've got to take advantage of. You can get my new film, Martial Law, that really is my best work. I mean, it's TV quality. I mean, it's well-produced, shot on big digital cameras, a lot of really incredible footage, proves the globalists carried out 9/11, how they did it, why they did it. It's a very important film. Then there's all my other films, Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, American Dictators, Innocence Betrayed, Jim Tucker's new Bilderberg Group diary. A lot of, you can read Project Lucent, written back in 95. You'll learn more about RFID than the latest books coming out on the subject. Believe me, I've read them. You know, by Tex Mars. You'll learn more reading that sucker from 1995 about the control grid, because he's a space and aeronautics professor, and he just went to the industry publications. If you want Bloodlines of the Illuminati, or really go down the rabbit hole and find out how deep and dark and scary it gets, then go to Infowars.com, and your purchase of that book also helps Fritz Springmeier's wife, who's been faithfully at his side since he was falsely imprisoned as a political dissident, political prisoner. You need to go to the bookstore on Infowars.com, and you need to get the documentary films, the books, the videos. You need to make copies of them and get them out to folks. Your support is vital. Here's the toll-free number if you'd rather order that way. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can just write to me, Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or go to prisonplanet.tv, where for 15 cents a day, only 15 cents a day, you get all my videos, all my weekly TV reports, a whole bunch of special video reports. I do multiple special reports every month. Travel the world to bring you this information. My ebook, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other ebooks, a bunch of other films, my best audio interviews, special text reports. Now a year and a half of operation, prisonplanet.tv, and I want to thank you for your support. But literally, when you're a member at Prison Planet, it's really a donation. You're supporting us. When you get one of the videos, it's a donation. You're supporting us. And people want magic bullets. They want cure-alls. They want instant gratification, instant fixes. And folks, those don't exist. So many people jump at the federal government's, we're going to save you, we're going to take care of you, just give up all your rights. They can't take care of you, they don't want to take care of you, and they're very criminal. You got a lot of opportunistic talk show hosts, too, who've got all their magic bullets for you. And there's just a literal magazine of lies, an entire arsenal of bull. But deep down, you know it's bull. We're not going to sit here and give you silver bullets. The only silver bullet I know of is Jesus Christ. And even then, folks, if you aren't every day driven to fight evil, then God isn't in your heart, I'll tell you right now. And again, it's another salve. You've got to put doing the right thing first in your life, folks. You've got to put sacrifice first in your life. And that means having a moral compass. You know, I could make a lot of money with magic cures and, you know, all that stuff, and I just won't do it because I could care less. I really, and the problem is it's getting worse and worse. I mean, I've got to have some ego to do this. I've got to want to generate money at a certain point so I can keep doing what I'm doing and maybe expand, and I know do an even better job, but I'm not somebody you'd see out in the market at the bazaar, you know, pitching my wares. I mean, I guess when I do it, I do a pretty good carnival barker job of it. But, you know, it's not hype, folks. It's not no brag, just fact. When I say the videos will wake people up, they'll heal your mind. They'll unlock the propaganda. They will give you the truth when it comes to what's happening in this world. And that's a key part of our bodies, is our brains, that are literally brimming, overflowing with propaganda and lies. And we can take this country back, but I'm beginning to realize we've got to clean up our own shop first. We've got to deal with our own problems first. That includes my own personal problems. Before we're able to fix the world, got to get the beam out of our own eyes. That starts with the family. That starts with your finances. That starts with putting the proper priorities first. And so I challenge all of you to do that. And you can certainly challenge me here, point out what I'm doing that's wrong. All right. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to finish up with the callers we've got. Dr. Deagle wants to disagree with me. Eric in Connecticut. Joe, Rodney, and Terry. That's all the calls I'm taking. We've got a whole other hour and 9 minutes ahead of us, but I'll take those calls and that's it, because just this news has got to be covered, and I'm trying to discipline myself to get to it all. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns on the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Let me just tell you about some of the news that's coming up. Bird flu reaches EU as Greece finds virus. Bird flu will kill 50,000 people, but not this year, British Health Minister says. White House was worried about rogue CIA group, reporter says. Yes, a rogue group that won't lie for them and that is exposing them as traitors. Senior military torture investigator found dead in Iraq. I mentioned this yesterday, but they obviously killed this guy. They're now saying it looks like murder. They fragged him. And then, of course, EFF reveals codes and Xerox printers, Associated Press. And I'm not tooting our horn. I talked about this 5 years ago, and I remember the emails. You're an idiot. It was in the industry publications. They're going to have RFID in the ink soon. In fact, I believe some cartridges already have it. And bird flu, virus revealed in two more Russian villages. But Charlie Reese is saying, don't worry about the bird flu. I guess Dr. Deagle disagrees with him. We'll go to Dr. Deagle in order here in a few minutes. Free Market News starts to get it and says Iraq war was to destabilize the oil market. I totally agree. Colonel Roberts says martial law coming to a neighborhood near you. And we'll get into much more in the next hour. I'm just taking a few more calls because I need to cover this news. Though the listeners tend to bring up all the news anyways. Let's go ahead and talk to Eric in Connecticut. Eric, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Welcome from Skull and Bones Country.
Yes, sir.
I heard your monologue in the first hour, and frankly, I think you're a lot more eloquent than you give yourself credit for.
Okay.
Interesting movie I saw over the weekend with my wife and one of her girlfriends, the new Wallace and Gromit movie, Curse of the Were-Rabbit, it's called. And there were some very subtle but very powerful anti-gun messages in that movie. In fact, I'm doing a little article to email to you at pitsatinfowars.com. It includes a photograph where the...
Well, be sure and go over to Prison Planet.
Okay.
Be sure and send it to prisonplanet@hotmail.com.
Okay.
Because by sending it both places, we'll tend to get it posted better than just sending it to one.
Okay, brief synopsis. It's set in England. This guy and his dog are humane pest control people. And the locals have gardens, and this giant rabbit's getting into the, and it's obviously a very juvenile plot, but here it is, target the kids. This juvenile rabbit gets into the gardens, and there's this loutish Englishman who has a rifle, and he's the only one with a rifle, and he's a lout, he's boorish, you know, he's ignorant, he's brash. And there's a real, what I noticed was a very, very subtle but very powerful anti-gun message.
Well, yeah, you're an evil ogre if you own a gun.
It just was incredible. So I'll do that. I'll send you this little write-up I have. And I also wanted to mention, you know, I look at my paycheck at work, and I do a slow burn every time I see the taxes taken out. You did a video a few years back called Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports Exposed, which was really quite, frankly, quite an epiphany for me, because you had people on your broadcast, and I was wondering if you could briefly go over the whole issue of how these governments hide trillions of dollars in slush funds, how we could not even pay any taxes if it was done right and scrupulously, and just how we're getting raked over the coals.
Absolutely. I'll try to answer that question when we get back, and I appreciate your call, my friend. Take care. We'll be right back with the third hour.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.